How to help grandparents be able to have a good feeling about the balance and simplicity that you're trying to bring into your home. Big issue. This time we're going to be addressing that problem of over-gifting. And it's, you know, your heart's got to go out to grandparents. They've finally got to a stage where they don't have so much responsibility. Maybe for some they've got a little more disposable income, or even if they haven't, they'll still buy that stuff. And so many parents have found themselves in the very, very awkward position of these just sort of relentlessly gifting grandparents. And the stuff that they give is somewhat or just way outside what you feel is healthy for your kids. How to deal with that? Because they're just trying to be nice, right? They're trying to get close to their grandchildren. The way in which one of the myriad ways you can approach this, but this is a good one, I think, is all about presence versus presence. What children thrive on is presence, not presents. Do you see what I mean? They want the presence, the real relationship with their grandma and grandpa. They want connection. They don't want stuff. You know, the stuff is okay, but it's really not what it's about. It's about forming that village. I know it's a cliche, but boy, it can be true. It's wanting the grandparents to be a part of their lovely village, and that's not done through over gifting. That's done through being present, through being there for kids, engaging with their kids, rather than putting toys in a sense between them and their kids and their grandkids. If you talk to your the kids' grandparents about it in this way, that you so want them to be a part of the children's lives, of course, you know, that's, you know, that kind of goes without saying, but sometimes it just can be said out loud as well. It's helpful, you know, to reiterate it. And that part of what you have, the way in which to get close to a child, is not through gifting. Quite often, a year down the track, you ask a child who gave that plastic exploding robot thing to them, and they actually won't remember. Truly, they won't remember. They just remember this broken toy, because these super expensive things don't tend to last long anyway. And even if they do remember, that's not what it's about. If you can sort of start to shape this up so that you involve the grandparents, and this is where we've got, I guess, influence over this. If you're going somewhere nice, invite them along. If you're having a lovely, like a party, invite them along. Invite them along to the really nice family events so that they can get into the flow of family. So you're not so much lecturing them about no toys, or fewer toys and fewer stuff and fewer technology and screens and please don't do all that stuff. I mean, that conversation probably still needs to be had down the track. But a way to prepare for that is to have the grandparents be close, but be close in the right way. Now, you can't sort of mandate that, but certainly within our sphere of influence is having them involved in the moments of pure joy in a child's life, or the moments when things aren't going well. And this is one that is often forgotten or a little bit hidden. If a child is really struggling with a relationship or a friend or perhaps a dear pet has gotten awfully sick, you might say, why don't we talk to Grandma about that? I think she would really understand that. And have Grandma touch the child's heart and have the child touch Grandma's. Then we're sort of setting a foundation for the conversation that, as I mentioned, will probably need to come about the gifting. But then you've got a basis of like a springboard or a foundation, perhaps is a better metaphor, to actually have the conversation without seeming judgmental or excluding. Now, this may not work, right? But if it doesn't work, then you've really done your darndest to be able to want to be able to help. There's sort of, you've really extended out. Where I've suggested this to countless parents over the years, I'd say, at a guess, of course, I haven't done a survey, but probably 6 or 7 out of 10 have said, "Wow, I'm so glad we took that approach and took it fairly early on." Doesn't mean you have to take it early on. It works at any time, mostly. But the feedback has been very, very positive from this. So that's one way of the many ways up the mountain to help bring grandparents along. Hope that's helpful. Okay, bye-bye.